We're doing Mechazonish, Emuna u'Bitachon. We're up to the ninth section of the first chapter. When a person's mind merits to see the truth of God's existence, miyad nichnas bo simchat gil en kitz. Joy enters him that is limitless. V'simchato ni'ma alav, v'nishmato ni'ma alav, and life is his. Breath, his life is pleasant to him. And then his imagination supplements his mind to see the pleasantness of Hashem. And then his the pleasures of the world all melt away, they are inconsequential as his sensitive soul is enveloped with holiness, and it's as though the soul has severed its connection with the body, the mundane, and the soul, so to speak, now floats in the heavens up above. And when a person ascends to these heights of holiness, נגלה לפניו עולם חדש, he discovers a new world. כי אפשר לאדם בעולם הזה להיות כמלאך לרגעים. A person can have moments in this world when he is angel-like, וליהנות מזיו הקודש, and to enjoy the light of holiness, וכל תענוגי עולם הזה כאפס נגד עונג של דביקות האדם ליוצרו יתברך. And all the pleasures of this world are like nothing compared with the pleasure of connecting to his creator, blessed be he. And there are moments. My father calls it the chat malachim. To have moments when you're connecting to the angels. Sometimes a person can have that while he's engrossed in a piece of learning. Sometimes a person can have it during his davening, his silent Shemona Esrei. Sometimes a person can have it during a moving Chazara Sashat, where you have a Kedusha that suddenly uplifts you. I guess some people can have it as they're playing a violin. HaKoch HaTamir Al Hazeh Echad Mikochot HaTamirim Shnatan HaYitzor B'Nishmat HaAdam. This strength is one of the great strengths that Hashem put in the human soul. And this strength testifies to the connection between man and the one who fashioned all creatures. Man who was created to serve him and connect to him. So this is something which is extraordinary, that a person can connect on such a level. It's interesting that He does say that the imagination teams up with the intellect. Mm-hmm. And that needs a lot of work. What does he mean by that? There's a Malbim that discusses this. There's a Rambam that discusses that. Is there any place for imagination in our envisioning truth? So at first glance you'd say not. But if you think about it some more, you'll see that yes. But we discussed this also in the Meiri. When the Meiri discussed the two components of prophecy, the Meiri's introduction to Pirkei Avos. And the Meiri said that when Chazal tell us that Bilam was greater than Moshe, they were describing a certain component. There's the intellectual component, and then there's the, I don't know if to call it the imaginative component, I'm not sure what the right term is. But that needs a lot of work. I mean, he's touching on a concept which really the Rambam wrote a lot about, and a lot's been written about ever since. We should really wait when we hit the 12th section here. We will understand a little bit better the fine line between real faith and imagination. To be discussed as Hashem.